There are lots of halachot with regard to writing a Sefer Torah that even people who are regular Balei Kriya and Lein frequently, or people who are called up to the Torah regularly, don't necessarily notice and aren't necessarily aware of. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoreder Simon Reishayin Bet tells us that the length of each line needs to be the length of 30 letters, enough space to write the word L'mishpachot Eichem three times. It mustn't be narrower than that, because if that was the case, it would look like an igeret rather than a sefer, a sort of letter or memo rather than a proper book. And it mustn't be wider than that, because if it's wider than that, then it's distracting on the eyes to have to read such a wide column. So there's actually a machloket in the Rishonim about what the din is if a person's writing a Sefer Torah with a thick script. That's we understand if it's a thin script, it mustn't be wider than 30 letters, but what if it's a thick script where the eyes won't get so distracted? So that's a machloket between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam rules that in all instances it should only be 30 letters wide. That's, and that seems to be the position of the Shulchan Aruch as well. That's whereas Rabbeinu Tam, that says that no, with a thick script it can be wider than that, and that's how the Shach and the Keset HaSofer, very important sefer written by the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on Hilchot Stam, that's how he rules as well, in accordance with Rabbeinu Tam. That's, the Shulchan Aruch also tells us that each piece of parchment shouldn't have less than three columns on it, nor should it have more than eight columns on it. This is a form of noy and hidur for a Sefer Torah to make it look beautiful. If it's too long, any of the pieces of uriah, any of the pieces of parchment, they'll stand out like a sore thumb, because you can't have that many pieces which are going to be so long. And if they're small, then it just looks shabby and piecemeal. That's now this is din lechatchila, but b'diavad, if you have a smaller uriah with only two columns on it, or even one column, then it will still be kosher. Again, there's a machloket in the poskim as to how we understand b'diavad here. Some poskim understand that it means that if after you've written the two columns on one piece of cloth, that you finish the piece of cloth, then that's b'diavad, and you can stitch it into a Sefer Torah. Whereas others hold that no, if it's not yet been stitched in, then you're not allowed to stitch it in such a uriah. But if it's already been stitched in, so then you can use such a Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch also tells us at the end of the Sefer Torah, that's the word, that the words Le'inechol Yisrael, the last words of the Chamishachum Shei Torah, should be in the middle of the line on the last line of the page. Doesn't actually need to be bang in the middle of the line, but it means that it mustn't be at the end of the line, so that the people will realise that this is actually the end, and there's not another column that's supposed to follow on after that. The Shulchan Aruch gives an interesting eitzah as to what one should do. That's if the sofer discovers that he's only two-thirds of the way through the column when he gets to that point. We have to remember that nowadays sofrim that's invariably write according to a tikkun, and all Sifrei Torah are written exactly with the same arrangement and spacing, but 100 years ago that wasn't the case, and sofrim just wrote the Sefer Torah. That's, and sometimes they'd be a bit off when it came towards finishing Chamishachum Shei Torah. So in that case it's very important that it should finish at the end of the column, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says you should elongate the letters, so you're writing very tall and narrow letters, that's so that it'll go right down to the bottom of the page. Obviously you can do that with a few lines, rather than it just being the last line, each of the letters is 10 lines long. Rather you can do it with the last three lines, and each of the letters will be three lines long. In Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the Sefer Torah should have a lower margin of four finger breadths and an upper margin of three finger breadths, and between each of the columns there should be a margin of two finger breadths. So a question which comes up in the poskim applies to a small Sefer Torah. We understand this is with a normal size Sefer Torah. What if you've got a small Sefer Torah, a travel Sefer Torah? Sometimes you see such a Sefer Torah, that's, which are much, much smaller, smaller than the usual size, maybe only 6 inches or something like that. You still need such enormously big margins, that's comparatively. So again, this is a machloket in the poskim. Some say that you do. This is a standard size of the margin, primarily so that the sofer's hands don't get in the way of the ketav and he's got to space to write. So where others say it's actually it's a ratio, so that these measurements, four fingers at the bottom and three fingers at the top, are talking about a Sefer Torah, which is six tefachim in height. But if it's only three tefachim in height, then those measurements can be reduced, and that seems to be the minhag. Ad kam.